We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Is Halle Berry promoting bad wigs?
And Channing Tatum did something Gary could never do. We'll explain. Oh.
Plus, Armie Hammer just got a hybrid car, but not to save the environment. But first,
let's get this started!
All right, now ASAP Rocky might be looking for beef because he just dropped a track called Taylor Swift with no T. Taylor's spelled like someone who does clothing alterations. Now, he left the T off, the Swift, and the song doesn't seem to have much to do with Taylor other than this lyric, which we had to clean up a little bit. It goes, I'm too Swift, don't tell her about this. And of course, the Swifties are pissed, asking why so many male rappers try to use Taylor for clout. So you feel like they have a point, or they need to chill?
Don't some rappers make some songs about, don't we have some songs like that?
Yeah, Billie Eilish is a song that was made by the guy's name escapes me at this moment,
and
but
he wasn't really talking about Billie Eilish.
Yeah. And then Billie Eilish actually brought him out at a show and he did the song.
It's so perfect. Maybe he wanted to do the same thing, kind of.
It's perfect marketing. It's perfect. I mean, if you're coming for Taylor hard in it, I can understand them being upset, but just like sprinkling her name on a track, on the track title.
Well, he called the whole track that, but you know.
Yeah.
Didn't Michael Jackson make Billie Jean?
But we don't know.
He was talking about Billie Jean King.
No, he was not.
I don't think
he
was talking.
That's
an interpretation.
That's what I thought.
Michael had it
she
for tennis players.
She wasn't a girl claiming that he was the one, okay?
Wow.
No, Gary.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, y'all. Armie Hammer hasn't been working much since accusations of abuse and cannibalism. What is Intel's today?
That was an army. That's what they got him.
No, abuse and cannibalism derailed his career. So he's just had to sell that truck that he's had since 2017 because he can't afford it anymore. Check this out.
Since being back in LA, I have put about $400 or $500 worth of gas in it. And I can't afford it. I can't afford the gas anymore.
Okay, instead he got a hybrid and he's reminding himself that it will only use about $10 a month in gas and parking in LA will be easier. So what y'all think about this?
He should go full on electric because I spend no money in gas a month.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I think it's sad he had to sell his truck though. I mean, what did he do?
Sometimes like people will ask you to do something for them and then some people will take that a step higher. And that's where the cannibalism claims come in.
Like eating people?
Yeah.
Well.
So, yeah, I mean, I, you know.
But it also is, it says a lot about how much gas is in LA.
It says a whole lot. Let's chew on this for a minute. Like, gas is really expensive in Los Angeles. In particular, it's like $7 a gallon out there.
I would riot.
Yeah.
Well, you should move then. Move to Texas where it's cheaper.
Yeah. A little cheaper here, yeah. You know, maybe he paying for all that gas just left a bad taste in his mouth. All right, stand-up comic Nikki Glaser is looking forward to a new gig. She's going to host the Golden Globes in January, you guys. How cool is this?
Okay.
In the announcement, Nikki shouted out previous hosts Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and Ricky Gervais, and she said, I just hope to continue in that time-honored tradition that might also get me canceled. So Nikki, she killed it earlier this year at the Tom Brady roast.
Okay.
Do you guys think she'll be roasting everyone at the Globes? Does that sound fun to you? Sounds like a blast to me.
I mean, I think they got her because she's funny and she did a great job at that roast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
And like some of the previous hosts did really great at roasting people in the crowd. Like Ricky Gervais is iconic. I'm surprised that he was even allowed to come back and do it as many times as he did, because he kept the phaser on stun for everybody.
Yeah, he really went deep on some of those.
Ricky messed him up. I like this a whole lot for Nikki Glaser. She's been well known for a very long time, but I think this is gonna take her up to a whole new level. And so like I'm excited for her.
Bless her.
Well, if y'all don't know, the internet's running gag is that Halle Berry's always killing it in the movies when her wigs look a little disheveled, as Gary would say, like in The Call and Kidnap. Well, after seeing ads for her new flick, Never Let Go, fans went wild saying that they would put on their short wigs to catch the movie. Well, Halle proved that she's in on the joke, y'all. She hopped on X and said, "Can you guys please send me a picture of y'all going in the theater in your distressed wigs? Thanks, management." So, many people wore pink wigs to see Barbie and dressed up for Black Panther. Would y'all wear a bad wig to see this movie?
No. Yep. It would be fun.
It would be fun. It's kind of fun to dress up for stuff. I don't know. Did Beyonce start this with her
what?
The tour. Yeah. Everybody got dressed up. You saw Silver walking down the block for miles.
The chrome cowboy hats.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It kind of like made it fun. It made it like a trend.
Brad, my mind is so blown. And as a guy, I have a terrible time. Is that a wig?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wig. Can't you tell that's a wig?
Show another picture. Is that a wig?
Yeah. Her hair's cornrowed under there. Yeah.
And that too.
That is too.
None of that's a. What do you think her hair really look like?
Just cornrowed, like Cleo to the back.
She got pretty hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's biracial. She got nice hair.
Except when she take it out.
Is that a wig?
I don't think that's a wig.
Okay. She should just go with that.
Yeah. I'm so glad you asked, HK, because.
Why? People asking you, is that a wig?
No one's ever asked. I wish someone would. No, this is mine.
Well, one person who's not wearing a wig is Channing Tatum. And he could definitely afford dry cleaning now, but back in the day, he hated doing laundry and it really influenced his fashion. Check it out.
I hate doing laundry. Like, I hate it more than I can possibly say. I had one year that I called the year of the fresh white tee. And I don't think I did laundry all year that year. And I just wore white t-shirts that I just bought. Like, I'd be like, I can get like two wears out of this week. This is gonna be good.
In my white tee.
I even believe he bought his white t-shirts at them gas stations in the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, at the swap meets.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, he was probably like 19 to 20 years old, but that sounds like something a typical young guy would do, right? Would you wear the same color every day just to avoid doing laundry if you could?
Yeah,
but I don't know if I would choose white. White gets dirty so fast.
Yeah.
Anytime, I think this will last a couple of days. One white t-shirt? No, by the time you sweat, spill some ketchup on it from eating your french fries, or anything gets on a white t-shirt.
You just gotta take it off and eat, then put it back on.
At a restaurant, you just gonna take the shirt off?
Oh, well, not at a restaurant then. Well, wait. You just put a napkin on.
Do you even do that at home? Do you take off your shirt to eat at home?
I sure damn do. Because I'm not going to the cleaners every week, honey. I took this off and put it back on later today.
Well, that's different.
No, it ain't as close.
So you used to be at the table topless, just going for it.
I sure do. It's just me at home.
That's what's up.
All right.
How does Lisa Ray manage to stay so pristine in all her white that she wears?
Her whole entire closet is white. So it's nothing for her to just swap out real quick.
She must be a very neat eater.
Yeah, she does. She is. She doesn't spill anything on her. And she don't wear a napkin either. She just, I don't know how.
She eats
fork
carefully.
Yeah.
I can't put a t-shirt on without getting deodorant lines on it. Like, I can't even.
You know, it's like, how did that happen?
Well, I was so careful. Here.
Like, what the hell?
I was so careful.
What y'all think Zoe think about this, though?
She love him so much, she'll deal with it.
I think so, too. I think she don't care. I think she loves him so much, she laughs about it.
I also feel like somewhere around Magic Mike, Channing Tatum just started outsourcing all of his laundry. It's like somebody comes and picks it up, he gives it to him, and it comes back and he hangs it up.
Well, Zoe probably does it now.
Oh, you think?
Because he doesn't like to do it, yeah.
And she doesn't like to go outside and do activities.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
So her activity is
washing
and folding.
Folding and
putting it away.
Zoe fold it.
All right, y'all. Up next, Ludacris is letting random people into his house, and it just might be your lucky day. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, Ludacris is opening up his home to some lucky fans. He posted on IG with the caption, "I wanted to do something extra special for my fans. Book a legendary two-night stay for you and three friends at one of Luda's ATL homes for just $4.04. Uh-huh. Now, you're going to have to be quick about it if you want to book the Luda life, okay? Check this video out.
Oh, I was just checking the pillow density, that's all. It's good. It's good.
Man, Luda, you gotta move.
Okay, I'm gonna get out the way. Get out the way. Okay, all right, I'll leave. Or will I?
Wow. How dope is this? Would y'all book Luda's house?
Oh, heck yeah. Now,
why not?
Why not?
Throw the best party ever.
Okay.
Right. I mean, so Brad and I, you have a nice mansion, honey. So would you open it up to your fans like Luda is doing? And how much would you charge?
Absolutely not. It would be a different property. And you see what he did there, 404? That's cute. Atlanta's area code.
Yeah.
So
I would have a hard time like renting out my own home and then coming back to it and knowing that someone else, you know, might have, you know.
Yeah. I think that's just one of his properties. You know, if it's even
splash
his
waterfalls
property.
In your bed.
You know, while the dirty birds kick the three, you know, they, you know.
Well, all right, y'all. Moving on, honey. OG housewife Miss Cynthia Bailey opened up about her love life, and here's what she had to say.
I have met someone. I met someone who lives in Amsterdam, but he comes to visit me a lot, and it's been
hot
4 consistent months.
That's hot.
And I really like him.
How often does he fly here?
He's been here like 3 times in 4 months.
But you're not exclusive, right? You're still keeping things open.
Well, we are official. Like Secret Squirrel, we have been creeping all over the place. No one has caught us yet.
Okay.
My dad always told me, because I didn't know, that black folks are everywhere. So I didn't know black people in Amsterdam?
They are.
Quite really? A few.
Yeah. I thought she said Secret Swirl.
I did it first, and then I was like, she had to say squirrel. Had to say squirrel.
Really? Secret squirrel?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Sit on back up. You got excited.
I was like, Amsterdam.
Your body language telling on you.
There's a lot of my cousins in Amsterdam.
I didn't know.
That is a long distance, love.
That is very long, child.
Amsterdam made me say, damn, Amsterdam? That is a long way.
Right. I don't know. I feel like long distance never lasts long term. Like, she's got to move there, or he's got to move here.
Yeah, that's a long flight.
That's long. So when you think about it, she said he flew down there 3 times in the last 4 months. Y'all been on 3 dates.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You got to be around somebody for consecutive days. Because the representative can show up for that little pocket of time that they're there. And then you don't really know that person.
But in the words of Brad, they positive, though. I'm sure they, you know.
You're usually the most negative one here.
That's what I said.
He likes Cynthia, though, so he wants you to be positive.
I root for it, too.
Yeah, we all are.
Well, moving on, we talked about Cam Newton and Dr. Bryant's interview earlier this week, where she called him out for creating broken homes and being low vibrational. Well, Cam might be feeling some type of way because all the backlash she's getting online. Now, fans think Cam is throwing major shade at Dr. Bryant because of how he titled a clip of their interview saying, "You're a 41-year-old relationship coach, but you're still single?" Cam Newton and Dr. Bryant debate.
Oh, Lord.
This photo is everything.
I mean, you know, is this shade or just the true caption? Because I will say sometimes people who have failed at things are the best people to get advice from.
That's what I'm saying. The person who got married one time and it lasted the whole way, they're good at giving advice about that situation.
Jennifer Lopez could dominate this space, and she chose to.
She got more rings than Thanos.
I mean, you think that was a petty comment, or you think that's true from, you know, where he's coming from?
That was petty. You know, he was a little hurt. I like Cam, but he was just probably a little hurt because he had to say something since everybody was attacking him.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, coming up, there's a Steve Harvey biopic in the works. I wonder if Headcrack got the part of a younger Steve.
My teeth too.
We'll discuss after the break. What?
I said my teeth too little.
Oh. Wow. We get them stunt teeth in there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, it seems like some of your favorite stars have biopics in the works, and now we can add Steve Harvey to the mix. Objectively Good Media has started to develop Steve's biopic that will be called 72. It will be called 72 because it will center around a transformative 72-hour period ahead of a career-defining performance for Steve at the legendary Apollo Theater in 1993. Now, Steve Harvey said, "I've been reluctant to make a movie about my life for years until I read the pitch for 72. It focuses on one of the most difficult moments in my journey and career and shows the world that hope is never truly lost. Wait till you see what we do with this." Now, we don't know who the screenwriter will be or the lucky actor who will get to play Steve. So who do y'all think will knock this part out?
Oh. How old was he in 93? 36 years old?
It's only one name, man.
Kenan Thompson.
Ooh.
Kenan Thompson plays him on SNL. He understands that stand-up comedy dynamic. He's a perfect mimic.
Okay, I'm gonna, what about Danny Glover, though? Or Donald Glover?
Oh.
Not Danny Glover. What about, two D names?
Oh, get your
What about Donald Glover, though? Because here's the thing, it's like, it might not be about the actual stand-up performance if it's about, like, pressures he was feeling going up to it.
Yeah, no, I think
so. You might need a dramatic actor.
It would be a good stretch.
He should get Jonathan Majors. That's what he should get. Jonathan would be a great actor for him. He looks like him. And all that. Yeah. When he was 36.
Jonathan could pull off anything.
That's true.
That's absolutely true.
That might be a great comeback for him.
Nate Parker actually has that classic look. Nate Parker was in Red Tails, Birth of a Nation.
Okay.
He also is like in some Jonathan Majors level trouble, but he's also a great actor though.
What about the Luke Skywalker guy?
John Boyega?
Yeah, John Boyega.
Yeah.
And who can he looked too dark, I think.
Oh.
Do what?
Jonathan Boyega, I think, like, skin tone wise, I think he's a little
they
bit
They don't do
dark.
Skin tone no more. They had a white guy for Michael Jackson, they showed him. Ain't gonna do no skin tone. Come on here, Craig.
All right. Moving on. Heather Graham may be a successful actress. She's starred in films like Austin Powers, The Hangover, etc. But unfortunately, that's not enough for her parents, guys. Apparently, she hasn't talked to them in 30 years.
Oh, my God.
Heather revealed that her choice to be an actress caused the strain with her parents. And when speaking on her dad, Heather said, "He regularly told me that the entertainment industry was evil and that Hollywood would claim my soul." Whoa. She also added, "My parents were part of a generation that didn't believe in therapy or discussing personal things, so I never felt I could talk to them." Aww. And obviously she believed that because she hasn't spoken to them since her decision to drop out of UCLA and focus on acting.
Ooh.
Yeah, are you guys shocked they haven't tried to mend their relationship?
Yes.
For so long?
That's a long time.
They would have hated Boogie Nights.
Okay.
But that's the thing I like about your cousins, though, Tana.
What's that?
If y'all ain't talking, y'all ain't talking. Mother, I'm not talking to you anymore. And we be crying, "Mama, please talk to me, Mama." And honey, Miss Heldon said, "Y'all go
ahead." And they just went their way, and she just went her way.
Now, you don't see as much as you used to.
One day, though, before it's too late.
Yeah, it's definitely slowed down.
You only get one set of parents.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, next, YK Osiris, honey, is ready for love. You won't believe what he's done to prepare that tea after the break.
Oh, Gary, those are your glasses.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay.
Hey. So YK Osiris is out here really thirsty for love, y'all. So he posted a video of him shirtless dancing to R. Kelly's song, "Don't You Say No."
What's going on?
Yeah.
Is he also ghost riding the whip?
That's happening? A thirst trap.
Yeah, we listen to it with no audio. It just gets weirder. And then he posted a photo of three Birkin bags on his Instagram story with the caption, "Just for my baby when I get a girlfriend."
Aww.
They too far away.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they ain't real. We already
know. Oh, so you think those are three fake bags?
Ooh, yeah, they ain't real. But,
Birkin with a U.
Because the distance?
Yeah.
But guys don't know. I wouldn't know to take a close-up photo of a bag.
A woman knows, darling.
So you think YK's dancing video and buying Birkins in advance will get him a girl? Because there's some people whose thirst level's high.
I don't understand. I mean, he's a nice-looking kid. Yeah. Why is it? It's probably not hard.
Well, Tanner.
Great.
Tanner, you also danced on the ground, honey. So, Tanner, did you get any ladies in your DM?
Listen, Brad, have you not seen this? Check these moves out, Brad.
Oh.
Okay.
There's Garrett.
Oh, God, Garrett, what are you going to do?
Dance with
Garrett.
Uh-oh. Zoom!
Oh.
Like, yeah, you gotta hit him with it. You know what? Truthfully, no, I don't
get your Magic Mike roll on though. Yeah, like, I was waiting to see you do it.
Yo, Gary was in pocket though too. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just gotta tease him a little bit. Let him know. A little preview. Give a little preview. You know.
Well, that's all the time we have for you today. So until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Get hit him with the roll.
Hit him with the roll.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.